The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you for joining us here once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And if you can hear from my voice, I have a sexiness going on, but it's actually a cold. I have a cough, so I made the trip out here to Warwick, and then after this, I'm going to get myself some chicken soup and hopefully hope that it's just allergies. So bear with me if I have to run out of the room and cough, or if I accidentally cough in your ear. That's because it's kind of one of those uncontrollable tickles right now.
I'm so glad I'm sitting right next to you.
Yes, I know. Absolutely.
By the way, that's why I'm sitting here.
So I have with me Anne-Marie Maglione. Say hi.
You're not a stranger
to radio.
No, and or to you. It's so good to see you
again.
See
you.
Thanks.
You're from the Orange County
Office for
the Aging, and I have Dana Pavlik, which is our only second time hanging out together, but Dana, I feel like we go way back.
I know.
From Evercare. Yeah. He's very comfortable on the radio, and you know, we've been on the radio before, and I have no fear that if I have to run out of this room, that you guys can just take it. So it's totally fine.
We're ready.
We are live. So if you have a question for either of us, any of us, you can call us at 845-651-1110. And of course, this is a very important topic that we're going to discuss. And I just, you know, I gave a little update to all my Facebook Live fans that we were going to be on. This is very important. But before I tell you what it is that we're going to be covering, there are a couple things that I want to get through so that we can just focus on you guys for the rest of the show.
Great.
First, I want to thank Erin Pasquale, who's our Director of Membership. She was given an initiative by the governor called If You Can See It, You Can Be It. And she had 2 days to put it together, in which she had to place 15 young ladies from the Nora Cronin Presentation Academy with professional women. She couldn't quite swing that. So instead, what she did is she said, well, I'll have the girls come to the Chamber of Commerce in Montgomery. We'll make sure West Point Tours buses them. So she took care of that. And she invited 12 women from different parts of, you know, businesses to come and present to the girls. She started it out with Heather Howley from Independent Helicopter. Heather Howley owns Independent Helicopters, and she flew in one of her helicopters. So all the girls got to see this. Then we had Ariel Caban, who is a state police, and she came in with her drone and her squad car. Nice. And she's also certified with Heather Howley, is going to be graduating soon, to fly a helicopter as well. And there were a bunch of other ladies, which I have a list here, so I want to give a shout out to all of them because they all did a wonderful job. I mean, a helicopter and a squad car is a little tough to beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, when it comes to props.
The bar high.
But yeah, it is. But it was like a good kickoff and pep rally for those girls. Got them all jived up
it's
so that when it was our
time.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it was our time. So I want to thank Sister Ileana for, you know, really putting things like this together for the girls.
Yeah.
So I was also chosen to be one of the speakers because I'm a radio personality. And so that was, you know, an honor for me.
Nice.
So I want to say thank you to Jessica Rodolfo from the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. She also spoke. Dr. Jennifer Vasquez Bryan from AltaCare Primary Medical Care spoke. Alana Bartley from Drake Loeb PLLC. Michelle McKeon from Recap. Farissa Pergola from Collier Construction and ACE Mentor Program. Erin Morgan from Erin Lane Photography, and she also works at St. Louis Cornwall Hospital. Lisa Gubernick from M&T Bank. Then there was lunch that was supplied by Noto's Deli and Catering. Noto's Deli and Catering is a woman-owned business. So they provided the lunch to the young ladies. Erin Pasquale, who's our director of events, is also a wedding and events planner. So she has her own business called You're the Boss. And she's got to be making about 41 weddings this year. It is something like ridiculous how busy this girl is. But a lot of people know her as like she is the cupcake woman. You know, everybody loves her cupcakes. Of course, and I was invited by Barbara Martinez from Línea Informativa, Rubén y Bárbara, and I was able to speak Spanish to a lot of these girls, which was fun for me, and they got to ask me questions in Spanish, and I did a little salsa dancing, a little merengue for them, and they really were like all into it. And I made them laugh because I asked them if they follow Facebook, and they all looked at me like crickets. And then I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm sorry, Snapchat and Instagram. And then they all like lightened, you know, their eyes light up. And then, and I want to say that that evening, a couple of the girls started following my Reina de la Radio Instagram page. So apparently they were listening.
Okay, so that's
it is a tough crowd, that age group, like eighth graders.
Right.
That's a tough group. Christine Little from Legoland, New York. And then the girls were allowed to have question and answer. So once again, if you can see it, you can be it. The hashtag is see it, be it. If you want to see more pictures, but go on to our Facebook page, the Chamber's Facebook page, because we have pictures, we have videos of the helicopters, of the girls, of the presentations. It was just such a wonderful day for girl power. No offense, Dana, but it was a girl power day yesterday.
And that I have a girl. Amazing. I have a girl's name, so I can relate.
A couple of other things. Just to remind everybody, this weekend, on Saturday, I want to give a shout out to Honor. They're doing their concert to end homelessness. It's being put on at the Greenwood Lake Elks Picnic Pavilion. I'm pretty sure the mayor, Jesse Dwyer, who was on before me, mentioned it. But I'm going to mention it again. It's an all-day music festival at Greenwood Lake Elks Picnic Pavilion. And the concert is to end homelessness, and it is to assist Honor. So please, you know, look that up. They are going from noon to 8 p.m. It is a wonderful event. It's their second annual event, and they have a full lineup of great musicians that come out and promote for Honor. Then on Sunday, the Woodbury Premium outlets, we all know they always hold some type of walk. While the walk for this Sunday is a March for Babies. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking people, you know, support the March of Dimes, go to the Woodbury Commons, go there for the walk, for the activities. It's a full day event. It's a wonderful thing to do. And it's been going on for such a long time. And we're there to support babies as well, of course. And the other thing I wanted to mention, since I was speaking about the Nora Cronin Foundation, I'm going to give them another little plug, the Nora Cronin Presentation Academy. They are having a spicy spring evening filled with mambo, Latin jazz, and entertainment featuring the dancing to the music of Tito Puente Jr., Latin jazz ensemble. Of course, that's Tito Puente's son.
Nice.
And he has agreed to come perform for them as a fundraising event. And as a bonus, I think, to Tito Puente Jr., myself and my partner on my other radio show, Ruben Estrada, we have been asked to MC host. So we're going to be like the opening act.
Very
for
fun.
This event. So we're trying to be funny. We're going to try to do like a Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz kind of thing, hopefully. It is going to be at the Ritz Theater, the historic Ritz Theater, located in Broadway in Newburgh. So for more information, go into the Nora Cronin Presentation Academy.org to get your tickets. It's very affordable, three different levels, $25 if you just want general admission, $50 if you want a table and some hors d'oeuvres, and $100 per person if you get a table. You get to meet and greet, you get to dance, a little pre-show dance lessons and some hors d'oeuvres. So it's going to be a great night. And just remember, it is all to assist the Nora Cronin Presentation Academy. Once again, Saturday, May 12th at 8 p.m. I welcome people to join us for that wonderful event. So guys, we're going to take a little break soon, but what I'm going to do is really quick. I'm going to talk about Scotland. When we get back, I'm going to get on with you. Scotland, once again, I want to remind everyone, the Chamber is going with CTT Travel to Scotland October 5th through the 14th. The package is very affordable, $29.95, right out of Stewart, straight into Edinburgh. The package includes 5 3-course dinners, some breakfasts, a bunch of visits to different castles, and it's going to be a wonderful trip. So join the Chamber of Commerce and CTT Travel to explore Scotland's history and wild highlands. You can call CDT Travel at 845-562-3160 for more information, or you can go on to our chamber website at orangeny.com for more information about going to Scotland with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce and CDT Travel. So we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to have Anne-Marie. We're going to talk to Dana. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Join the stars at Kenneth Delvecchio's Hoboken International Film Festival on May 18th and see the opening night movie Never Heard, an amazing criminal suspense thriller starring Robin Givens and Romeo Miller, called one of the 10 biggest film festivals in the world by Fox and hosted by Greenwood Lake, New York, right on the beach. You're in for a week of fun and excitement. And don't miss Academy Award winner Louis Gossett Jr. personally accepting the festival's top award on May 18th. Visit HobokenInternationalFilmFestival.com and get your tickets now.
The Warwick Historical Society began just over a century ago as a small group of residents with a shared mission to protect, preserve, and promote the rich heritage of our town and its villages. Over time, the Historical Society has offered public lectures and tours, workshops for teachers and students, exhibitions and archaeological digs, community pageants, and summer camps for kids. These are exciting and illuminating activities that have instilled in our remarkable community a sense of place and feelings of civic pride. It's what makes Warwick so special and attractive to residents and visitors alike. Keep history alive and let it be a lasting legacy to you, your children, and grandchildren. We invite you to be part of this remarkable history and to join the Warwick Historical Society today as a sponsor or a member. Call 845-986-3236 or visit whsny.org.
This is the moment a race car driver lives for.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Leading the field at Talladega Super Speedway.
Duel in the draft at Talladega Super Speedway.
Stenhouse and Kyle Busch locked together.
Further back to four wide.
The Geico 500.
With big names behind him, he will cross the line and win.
Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Motor Racing Network.
Brought to you every week by Vogel & Moore Insurance and Dawson Motors.
WTBQ. We're back, everybody. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. We are live, so if you have any questions, we're going to be talking good stuff right now. I have Anne-Marie Maglione from the Orange County Office of the Aging and Dana Pavlik from Evercare. We are live, 845-651-1110 if you want to ask us a question. And also, I want to remind you, you can stream us worldwide at WTBQ.com so you can listen to us. And always, you know, I'll put up information on my Facebook page under Barbara Martinez and also the Orange County Chamber of Commerce about the shows that we have here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. So thank you guys for being here with me.
Thank you for having us and happy Friday.
Happy Friday, right? It's always a good Friday when I drive into Warwick. I love the village of Warwick.
It's so beautiful. And everything's starting to come into bloom. Mm-hmm. It's so nice.
I know. I could feel it in my throat.
Allergies.
Even in the rain.
Even in the rain, you can see the pollen on the windshield, you know.
So let's start with you, Anne-Marie. You're no stranger to radio, neither are you, Dana. But, you know, for those that are listening, tell us a little bit about what you do and how long you've been with the Orange County Office of the Aging.
Okay, I am the director of Orange County Office for the Aging, and I'm going on my 10th year that I'm going to be.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm going to be at Office milestone. For the Aging. It's a milestone. What we do is very simple. We really advocate for older adults, and we try to keep them living successfully with the best quality of life. And, you know, that's different for everybody, but to remain independent in their homes. And we do that through a variety of programs and services. We are always looking for volunteers to help us do that because we know everybody wants to stay in their home, but sometimes we need some help with that. So if anybody would like to help, our single point of entry is New York Connects, which is 845-615-3710. We work really closely with a lot of community members, which is Evercare is one of them, and we are really doing a very important event on June 15th, which is World Elder Abuse Day, and we have partnered with Evercare, St. Luke's Hospital, and Mount St. Mary's to put on this very large event. Dana did it last year. Dana really is spearheading it. I don't think this man sleeps because he sends me emails and I just write back 3 a.m. Really?
This morning I got up at 3:30, but I didn't send any emails. I saved them till 6.
I'm just grateful you don't call. So.
You saved them on your draft.
Yeah, I did. I drafted them.
You know, you
them
can
all.
Time them now. You can have them go out at whatever time. So you can draft them at 3 o'clock in the morning right, and just have them go out.
Right. But, you know, Dana did it last year in Poughkeepsie, and it's a Hudson Valley event, and he did it at the Grand Hotel and actually sold out at 275, and there was a big wait list. So,
wow.
So we realized that we needed a bigger venue, yeah. Thus Mount St. Mary College, which, and thankfully we have, because I think we have close to 500 already, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of people registering already. And we can hold 1,118, I think.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
the number.
We're going to stand. So you can.
And you know, it's a tried and true event because it's the 10th annual Hudson Valley event. So you know it's something that just keeps going strong and strong. And if the attendance keeps growing the way that it is, then obviously it's got the value and the benefit that people are looking for when it comes to these kind of awareness events. Mm-hmm. So you and Dana, Evercare, when people are listening to a show, I think that they like to hear when organizations actually meet together and work well together. Mm-hmm. Because you don't necessarily work the same organizations. You're two very different organizations, right. But you work for the same
population.
Population, right. Same goal, same mission right. In helping the same population. Mm-hmm. So Evercare, Dana, tell us a little bit about what you do and what Evercare does.
Lately, I've been doing this conference. Evercare is a private, not-for-profit company that actually has been providing home health care services almost for 20 years now. Mm-hmm. We serve about 1,200 people on any given day with long-term, short-term home care services in our social day. And actually throughout the year, I never really looked at the unduplicated numbers of people, but thousands of people, because with the short-term nursing and rehab, mm-hmm. people are getting services from us for 2 to 4, 6 weeks and then better, and we get more referrals every day, So we've been doing this for quite some time. Sylvia McTeague is our CEO. She's quite an amazing woman, and really a fun place to work. We constantly are bringing in new staff, physical therapists, nursing, always looking for more, and making sure that the right staff to go sending into people's homes to do the work that we do, because it's just not a matter of getting staff; it's getting the right staff, of course. Mm-hmm. And Sylvia does meet every single person. I mentioned this before in the last interview. I always say that she does a psychological profile.
And I said, what I said last time, if she gave me one, I would fail. So you always got to try to stay away from people that know how to do those things.
So we do that. And it's really important because, with the home health care and, working with Emory, a lot of the people you mentioned before we came on, we have so many partners and people that we collaborate with and work collectively together to provide the best possible service that we can and get to people that need help. Because in the community, a lot of times the people themselves, when they are in a situation, sometimes in a crisis, they really don't know where to turn. So Office of the Aging is always the first stop I always point people mm-hmm. to. And if they're lucky and they call that main number, they'll get someone answering a phone named Martha. Who's just
amazing.
Unbelievable.
We have to give more than a shout out. She's amazing.
We do the best we can with what we have. And I'd say Orange County is quite an amazing county to work in this field. Even doing this conference, I was thinking driving over here, Irene Kurlander from the Orange County government, the county executive, Anne Marie. I mean, to
Dave Fleur. I mean,
they fully embraced this conference and really have taken under their wings and really helping us in a lot of ways to make it a great one. So,
well, it's important for people to and I'm sure a lot of people are aware the population growth. Mm-hmm. There has been a shift, and there is something happening. It is brewing
it's
now.
It's a paradigm shift. It's
yes,
true, because it's older adults, 60 and older, are the population that we serve. And it is now 20%. By 2030, it's going to be between 25 and 28%. And that's never happened in our country. Mm-hmm. But it's the baby boomers are now aging out. So we need to provide services. And that's one of the great things with Evercare and why we work so closely, because, again, our mission is to keep folks at home. Well, if we didn't have quality agencies like Evercare to help us with getting AIDS in the homes, we wouldn't be able to do that.
It's a good point that you make. We just had
about how great you are. Is that the
Actually,
I really like that point that you just made.
Let's
go a little deeper on that.
Quite honestly, we had the other day was Appreciation Day for Staff Appreciation Day. We actually recognized all staff at it. But what we talked about at that is like how passionate we all are about what we do. Yeah. There are companies out there to provide service. But there are only a handful of companies that are extremely passionate and really connected to what we do, and that does make a good difference. In our business, we don't work with everybody because if they're not in line with our way of thinking and our way of the quality of service that we desire, we move on.
Well, and that's important for people to understand. And I think that you coming out and doing the radio and coming to the forefront of this is bringing an awareness to a very scary situation that could be overwhelming to people that are faced with having to place a loved one or deal, because a lot of times you go through that denial. No, they're fine. They're absolutely fine. They say they're okay. Right. I'm going to take their word on it.
Right.
To know that there are ways to weed out the good from the bad and the quality from what's just going to be a mediocre, sometimes poor service is what's important, especially with the growth of this population and those of us that are here to have to try to maneuver through all of this, how overwhelming it is. And I know that the Office of the Aging and Evercare, programs like Evercare, are there to provide those answers and answer those questions that you may have, or even help you get together in your mind questions you don't even know you may have.
You don't even know the questions to ask sometimes. And and we always say that we're the best kept secret because you're not going to seek us out until you need us. So oftentimes, as Dana said, it's a crisis situation. We need help right away. Mom fell. She's in the hospital. She's coming out. We don't know what to do. You have to help us. And again, I think we do a really wonderful job because people are really passionate. Nobody's getting rich doing this work, but at the end of the day, you can know that you made a difference in somebody's life, and that's what's really important. But this is one of the things that's important. One way to provide service is to bring awareness and education, and elder abuse is almost at epidemic levels. For every case of elder abuse, 24 cases go unreported, and a lot of that is because there's shame involved. You want to hide it. It's the dirty little secret. Mm-hmm. So events like this just brings it out in the open. Mm-hmm. And that's really the only way you can eradicate
it. And, sometimes, and I hate to be the one that just was doom and gloom, but sometimes a lot of times this elder abuse is brought on by people that are supposed to love
family members.
It's
a huge thing. So you don't want to report it because although
you don't
want to
get your son, your daughter, your grandson, whoever it is, arrested.
Exactly.
Right. So it unfortunately does happen. And I think a lot of it, especially for loved ones, is tied to the frustration, resentment, feeling at your wit's end.
Right.
Overwhelmed, not feeling that you can get any assistance or know what you can do to help, because you make that decision you're going to be the one to care for your family member, but you don't know, you don't have all the resources that are available to you from organizations like yourselves that to assist.
And as you're caring for them, you're still running your life. So you're still working and you're still raising your children maybe, and you're still in a relationship and you're doing all of that. And then you have this this other area that you have to handle, and it can be really overwhelming.
Can I make it a little scarier for a second?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
when you're looking, I pulled up this. There's all kinds of statistics out there.
Stats.
When you look at this, I mean, the percent of adult protective services cases that involved elderly abuse is 68%. When we had the radio show the other day, we were talking to Tim Murphy, their numbers of reports have almost, you know, doubled so far in the first quarter of this year.
And the cases become much more serious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really disturbing.
Yeah. And the stats say about, you know, 2/3 actually are perpetrated by adult children or spouses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, there is death that occurs. I mean, I was involved with a coalition in Dutchess County a couple years ago where there was a death at the hands of a 74-year-old niece that was caring for their aunt. Yeah.
It is so sad.
And I
like to kind of maybe talk more about the correlations between all of that and the importance of getting to a point where you don't wait until it's a crisis mm-hmm. before you seek out help. So we're going to take a little break. We get back. We're going to, you know, give information that people need to make the right choices for their loved ones. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The premier instructors at Independent Helicopters offer flight school classes where you can attain a private license, a commercial license, and instrument and CFI certifications, all at Stewart Airport in New Windsor. Learn emergency maneuvers and their Frosca flight simulator. Financing and scholarships are available, and WTBQ will award a fun-filled gift package to the 10th student to sign up for flight school. For more information or to become a student, visit independenthelicopters.com.
For 30 years, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties has been your leading community resource for providing patients and families with compassionate physical, emotional, and spiritual end-of-life care with comfort, dignity, and respect. Many times we hear from our families that they wish they had called Hospice sooner. We take the burden off the family from medical forms to medications. Hospice is covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurances. So call Hospice today at 561-6111 or go to hospiceoforange.com.
The Computer Guys services all your computer needs for both business and home office. The Computer Guy custom builds computers to suit your needs. They will diagnose, repair, and upgrade as needed. Kevin, his family, and crew will make your computer nightmares disappear. The Computer Guy, now at two locations, 14 West Street in Warwick and 22 Meadow Road in Florida. Call 877-889-8055 or visit thecomputerguy.pro.
Clark Howard. This is Clark Howard.
Every time I use an ATM, I shake where the card goes in to see if there's any looseness to it at all. If there is, I just automatically don't use that ATM.
Clark Howard, weekdays from 1 till 3.
WTBQ Weather.
There will still be some lingering showers at times this afternoon, maybe not quite as steady as it was earlier on today. Temperatures holding in the low to mid 50s. Maybe a leftover shower or two early tonight, then partial clearing, fog as well after midnight, low to mid-40s by morning. Possibly a damp and dreary start with clouds and fog, then sunshine returning, and maybe a scattered late-day shower or thunderstorm, back into the mid and upper 60s. In the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm Ken Elliott.
WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. We are live, so if you want to reach us at 845-651-1110. If you have any questions for Anne-Marie Maglione, who is with the Orange County Office of the Aging, Dana Pavlik from Evercare, or myself, of course, you can stream us live as well on WTBQ.com. Thank you guys for being here with me today on this rainy but beautiful Friday, like April showers.
Exactly,
you know,
that's what I think of.
That means the flowers are right around the corner. That's what's happening.
And I think it's gonna, they said the rain's gonna stop tonight, so that's good.
All right,
I don't think we're gonna see any more snow.
I think we're finally safe.
We
put our shovels away.
I wore open toe shoes, so this is better be the
end. I have
end.
No socks.
That's it. So we've been talking about elder care, elder abuse. It's sometimes very taboo to talk about that topic because people don't want to accept that happens. They're either
it's
in denial,
uncomfortable,
shameful. Mm-hmm. They want to say, oh no, that happens in nursing homes,
right,
that doesn't
right.
happen home,
right.
You know, so there's just all kinds of misconceptions of what happens. But the scary part is waiting until a crisis hits,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody is scrambling, and at that point, that's when you make hasty decisions. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have a solid game plan, if you know what your first step is, like contacting the Office of the Aging, getting all the things that you need to know about and the resources that are available to you and your family, making the right choices and having time to research which organization, be it Evercare, to really assist your family members, even realize that sometimes they need to have a social connection, you know, come out of the house, not be trapped, not, you know, hide behind closed doors, be active. So we're going to walk through people and what you guys, in a perfect world, how would it work? Like, we would like you to be able to do this, this, and this to prevent this from happening.
Right. The first thing is really understanding, like, what it is. And what, you know, for elder abuse, there's, you know, they break it down to a number of categories. There's physical abuse. That's pretty self-explanatory. There is sexual abuse that occurs. There's emotional and psychological abuse. That's pretty, you know, touchy areas. So they, you know, you know, it's hard to identify sometimes, but, you know, people are, you know, insulting or, you know, degrading people or, threatening them. I'm going to put you in a nursing home if you don't do this. I mean, those kinds of things, that's psychological abuse. Of course, neglect, where they don't provide the proper care.
And then there's the financial, which creates loneliness and isolation. And we now know that that has topped the cause of death over obesity. You know, if you neglect them and leave them alone, that's terrible.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you usually start off with identifying, you know, make sure people that can identify, you know, what those you know, the abuse is. But in terms of how to prevent it and how to, like, really, like, try to avoid.
How to get ahead of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's almost kind of like we understand. We understand that a lot of times these things happen because you feel pushed into a corner. Now you have to make quick decisions because you have your own life. You may have children. You have work. You can't take time off of work, you know. So now you have to make a decision to take care of your loved one. And so you're being reactive.
And that's the worst. So that's why we're hoping these things help you be proactive. And you know, you can even report a case anonymously. So if you're a neighbor, you know, we always say if you see something, say something. So if you think something funny is going on with your neighbor, give us a call, call Adult Protective Services. You can always do it anonymously. They go out, they check it out. Err on the side of caution.
We have, I know there are a lot of people, and I'm going through this kind of personally, because, you know, you have, I know a couple, they're in their 80s, they live together. They say, we're fine, you know, but, you know, from an outsider's point of view, you go, there's certain things that are just, this isn't the way to live.
But
they're so stubborn and so set in their ways, and they refuse to hear anything when it comes to, maybe you get somebody to come here and help maybe clean up a little bit, maybe somebody to bring you some food, maybe take you out
and they
to
have
take
a lot
care
of
your
pride.
Medication. Oh, no, I can drive myself. Oh, my goodness, you're like 85.
It's like, please don't.
Please don't do that, you know, but so when it comes, and I'm the outsider looking in, so when it comes to you being the child that has to worry about your parents, you want to still believe them to be the superhero and strong that they were always, but don't want to realize that they might not be that anymore, and you're in denial, you know? And you don't want to push them. You don't tell your parents what to do.
One of our busiest times is right after the holidays, January, February, March, because, you know, we're a global economy now, so a lot of people don't live close to their families. So, you know, somebody will be calling mom once a week, and everything's good, and everything's fine, and they'll come home for Thanksgiving, and they're stunned by the way she's living. But she doesn't want to be a burden to anybody, and she doesn't want to bother anybody, and she doesn't want charity. So then they call us, the siblings call, the children call us and say, we need help with mom, what can we do? And that's when we step in.
So the Office of the Aging, last time when we were talking, actually Dana said, what is the first step when you're going to start making these decisions, what is your first step? And Dana said, you know what, first step, call the Office for the Aging.
Right.
So give us, tell
us. So it's our New York Connects, which is our single point of entry. We have a bank of phones. We have really experienced, dedicated people that answer the phone. And that's one of the things. When you call us, which is 845-615-3710, you get a live person. So you don't have to, you know, wait and push one or push two. You get a live person because everybody's situation is unique. So what my needs are may be different from your needs and different from your needs. We may not have the answer. We research it. We will call you back. But we'll put you in touch with the Evercares. We'll help you if you need a meal. We serve close to 900 meals every day, and probably 85% of that are homebound individuals. So we'll put you in touch with what you need. We'll make an appointment. We'll come out. We'll do an assessment. Because, again, you may not know what you need. Mm-hmm. So when we do the assessment where you think you just may need a meal and you may be fine, well, you may need an aid a couple times a week. You may need a PERS, a personal emergency response system. You may need some respite because you're taking care of your ill spouse. So we go out and we help with that. So that's the first thing that you do.
How do you deal with the resistance? Let's just say someone does call office for the aging in whatever county they're in, and they say, listen, I think that these people, my parents, whatever, they need help.
Right.
And then Office of the Aging, you know, how do they just show up? I mean,
you know, we'll call. I mean, they are always in control. So we never mandate anything. You know, they are in control of their life. But we'll go out and we'll have a conversation. And we explain to them, a lot of it is they think it's charity. And we say, no, you know what? You've worked into these programs. These are programs from the Older Americans Act. They're state and federally funded. This is not charity. This is your tax dollars that are paying for this. We have conversations like that. Oftentimes that works. But there are some people that are still, they dig their heels in and they say no. We have to respect that. Mm-hmm. So as long as they're not of harm to themselves or others, then they can live the way they want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we can't force our own values on other people.
Right. Okay. And that's, you know, it's just, I just wanted to be clear
to
whoever's listening.
Very, very respectful.
To be respectful for, because, you know, although you may think that you're doing the right thing, and a lot of times you are, as a child or as a neighbor, as a friend or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes you don't want to also infringe in their, you know, their rights either, you know?
But, you know, we ask them if they don't want the services. We'll say, you know, would you mind if we give you a call in a couple of months and see how you're doing? You know, no pressure. And that just kind of keeps the door open a little bit. And sometimes that's what it takes. And then next time you go, they realize, you know, maybe I do need a little bit of help.
Which is good. It kind of builds trust. You're not a stranger to them anymore.
Right.
And then when they do find themselves in a situation where they might need help, they know exactly who to call because they've been in contact with you before.
Right.
I went to an event yesterday. RSVP did a luncheon or breakfast for the seniors in Dutchess County. I met a 92-year-old woman who volunteers 6 days a week. Busier than I am, I think. You know, I think that what Anne-Marie and what we believe in terms of prevention of elder abuse or getting involved or, you know, treating people with respect, you know, just because someone is older doesn't mean you have to talk really loud because they could probably hear fine.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
there's a lot of misconceptions in general just about, you know how to connect with and work with people that are aging. So being respectful and, you know, treating them with dignity is the first step. You know, in terms of getting involved, you know, some of the, you know, tips they say are really listen to adults, you know, children, caregivers, really listen to what they're saying. Because there's a lot of, you know, kind of hidden clues sometimes that they need help or they, you know, may, you know, benefit if you can kind of steer them in the right direction. Getting involved, you know, first educating yourself, but then checking in often. My nurse, Jennifer, in Stormville, she has like, oh, she's always talking about five different people like that are in the community that she's visiting, that she's a neighbor to, that they're aging, that she's like their connection. And she's, I mean, she's their person. And because they know her really well, they will listen to her. So, you know, having that, you know, the other part we didn't get into so much is the caregiver support groups. And when you're talking about people, you know, being the perpetrators, being mostly, loved ones or family members, you have to take care of yourself. You need to get a break. There's caregiver support groups that the County Office of the Aging operate. We operate one out of Newburgh the last Wednesday of the month, I think. But, you know, coming to those support groups and, you know, being able to, you know, get a break and, you know, understand, you know, what caregiving is all about and how to, you know, how you need to take care of yourself before you can take care of somebody
else.
Now,
I know that they recently passed where caregivers, even if their family members, can be paid through the state.
I know they've been talking about that, and I know they've been talking about passing that, and I don't know. I don't have an update on that, though. Do you have an update on that?
Well, you're talking about the Consumer-Directed Personal Assistance Program, CDPAP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So some people that have long-term care needs that actually have a family member, a friend, or a neighbor that they want to be the resident or self-directing, meaning they can hire, train, supervise, and direct their own care. Can set that up internally.
But that's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
We've been doing consumer directive for a while, which is actually nice. If you have someone that's a little bit resistant, that that keeps them having control. So, you know, I go to see my mother and I say, you need somebody to take care of you. And she doesn't want strangers in the house. But, you know, her niece comes all the time to visit. So then she can hire the niece to come and help.
Okay.
So that's actually ideal because, as we all know, there's a shortage of aides, which is incredible. And we can talk about that when we get back.
Yeah. You're so good. I tell you, she's no stranger to radio. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk more about the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber of Business. Why stay with us? We'll be right back.
Dental Arts of Orange County is the perfect blend of a spa with high-tech dentistry, all in one classic and stylish office right on Main Street in the Village of Florida. Choose Dental Arts of Orange County whether you are in need of regular dentistry, cosmetic dental options such as Invisalign to enhance your smile and your self-confidence, or you just want to turn back the hands or the face of time with cosmetic treatments such as Botox and Juvederm. Call now for a complimentary consultation at 651-4647. With over 26 years of experience and ongoing advanced training in technology, Dr. Batafalvi is the only dentist for you and your entire family for all your needs. The Spa and Dental Arts of Orange County is the place everyone is talking about for state-of-the-art advancements in both dentistry and cosmetic treatments. Call now for a complimentary consultation at 845-651-4647. And visit their offices at 14 North Main Street in the Village of Florida.
The premier instructors at Independent Helicopters offer flight school classes where you can attain a private license, a commercial license, and instrument and CFI certifications, all at Stewart Airport in New Windsor. Learn emergency maneuvers and their Frasca flight simulator. Financing and scholarships are available. And WTBQ will award a fun-filled gift package to the 10th student to sign up for flight school. For more information or to become a student, visit independenthelicopters.com.
Leo Cadis Ford and the Warwick Humane Society have teamed up for Ford's Drive for Your Community. Come see our new showroom on Route 94. And for every test drive, Ford will donate $20 to the Warwick Humane Society. 300 test drives raises $6,000 for Abe, Bambi, Boots, Bree, Bud, even Chat. That's every pet at the Warwick Humane Society. Leo Cadis Ford's Drive for Your Community. May 12th from 10 to 3 p.m. at Leo Cadis Ford.
Hey guys, this is Gary Ainge, host of the NBA Show. Tune in Saturday afternoon from 12 to 2 to hear the only show for NBA geeks and diehard fans, the NBA Show, on 93.5 FM and 1110 AM WTBQ. Radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. My voice sounds better all of a sudden.
I know. You're so healthy.
I think the air in Warwick does it good for me.
It's very clean air.
So you've been listening to us here. I cannot believe our time is almost up. And we're talking about some great stuff, great information. We are live, 845-651-1110. Been hanging out with Anne-Marie Maglione for the Office of the Aging and Dana Pavlik from Evercare, talking about, you know, elder abuse awareness, you know, how to care for your elders, prevent crisis, services that are available, knowing that the resources are there. And when we were... before we went on break, we were talking about, what was it, CPAP? What is that?
CDPAP.
CDPAP. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times people don't know that that can be a helpful alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't mean to cut you off before.
No, that's okay. And, you know, before I get into it, I going to do a shout out.
Oh, you need to.
I have
That's right.
to. It's my daughter's birthday, Nicole Luber. Happy birthday, honey.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Because she's going to take
care
of me.
I heard you sent your mother flowers one day. For your,
she
her,
did.
For
one
her birthday
year,
day.
She sent me flowers on her birthday, thanking her for me for having her.
That's a good idea. I'm totally going to tell my kids to do that.
It was really, really
nice. You need to thank me on your birthday.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you need to give her shout outs like from now.
Exactly.
If she's going to be taking care
she's
of you
take
in the
care
future.
Of me. Got you a nice gift. So thank you. No, but the nice thing about that is there's an age shortage throughout the nation that we know, and that so hinges on our mission statement is to keep people at home. So to do the consumer directed, it really helps for areas where we can't find aides. So, you know, they just, you know, a family member or a neighbor or a friend can come and they'll take care of them. So mm-hmm. that's
and
really
it, cool. And it won't be such a financial burden on them, because it does. I mean, it takes the realities. It takes money to do anything.
Absolutely.
And if you want to do it, you want to provide quality assistance, you know, without it hurting your own pocket.
Right.
You can do that through this program. But now let's talk a little bit before we go on to the Elder Abuse Evercare. Just tell us a little bit like how, if let's say that was the choices that they wanted to make. I know there's a day out event that you guys do where it's a social day.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a social day program where people come out, you know, up to 5 days a week. Some people come every day. Some people come a couple of days a week. But it's really a place where an alternative, basically, instead of getting care home all day, mm-hmm. You know, you can be more social and involve yourself, make new friends and participate in different recreation activities, entertainment. There's, you know, a lot of social things that people are doing. We have a computer center, you know, what we call it, our technology center, mm-hmm. you know, a mini theater area. There's a lot of different things that happen. And there's a number of social day programs available, but it is an option that people should be considering. Again, it gets people out of their home mm-hmm. and it gets them around other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing. The other part, as far as home care goes, I will just mention, sometimes it's just so scary for people. They don't understand it. Besides calling us for the aging for a direction, I mean, I always say, when people ask me my job, I always say that I'm basically a sounding board. You know, you have a question, you don't understand something about home care, whether we could serve you or not, I'll take that call. And, you know, I would be a resource to anybody that had any questions about how to access home care, what type of home care they need, because there's different levels.
Which is great. So, you know, you don't feel like, you know, you're going to get a sound bite from you. You actually right. are there to assist them in making the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, let's give them how do they get in contact with the Office of the Aging? How do they get it? I keep of the aging. It's for the aging.
For the aging,
For
yes.
the aging.
Sometimes
and
they feel like it's of the aging, yeah. but it is for the aging. It's our New York Connects, which is 845-651-3710.
And let's say they want to connect with Evercare.
No.
615.
I know. I put WTBQ and OFA together.
I'll give you the number. It's 845.
Let me do that.
615-3700. And you can also call 845-615-3700 to register for this Elder Abuse Conference we're going to tell you in a second.
Yes.
If you need to get in touch with us at Evercare, our main number is 845-569-0500.
And you both have Facebook. So I know you can yes. go to yes. evercare.org, and I know you can go to the orangecountygov.com mm-hmm. and click on the Office for the Aging site in evercare.org.
Go to our evercare.org and see all the wonderful positions we have available. So mm-hmm. you can do that anytime.
Nice. They are hiring. Yeah, I did see that. There are RNs and yep. PTNs mm-hmm. and all the other Ns that are being hired for Evercare. So if you're looking, if that's the field of work that you're looking into, yeah. that, yeah. you know, give Evercare a call. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about No More Age okay. Loudly.
So I'm going to, how much time we have, a minute?
We have like 4 minutes.
Oh, okay, great. So I don't have to rush so
you
much.
You do not have
okay,
to rush.
Okay, good, because I can say this really
time.
Fast.
No, okay. don't say it fast.
So the conference, the title is No More Age Loudly, and it's the 10th annual Hudson Valley World Elder Abuse Awareness Day Conference. June 15th is a recognized day worldwide for mm-hmm. World
okay.
Elder Abuse. It's about 10 years ago, they had United Nations actually mm-hmm. developed that, you know, identified that day as a world event. So across the nation and across the country and across the world, people yeah. are trying to do some events to bring awareness to mm. the fact that 2.5 million people are abused annually. Mm-hmm. It's like that's the number. So when you talked about the aging population increasing and doubling maybe in the next 2025, you know, we're hoping that maybe some of the awareness and the actions that we take will help eliminate that number from doubling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, do you think maybe that the reason the number is increasing is because of the awareness and people are more apt to report it now than they would in the past?
I don't think we're there yet.
No, but I think we're getting there. We're trying to change the mindset, like, don't be ashamed. You can do this. It's okay. And we're here to help.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why it's age loudly. Dr. Force from Mount St. Mary's College, he actually coined that term, age loudly. And he's participating in this conference as well. But so the conference, important to know, it's Friday, June 15th at Mount St. Mary's College. It's from 9 to 3:30. And again, it's June 15th, 9 to 3:30. It's a free conference. There's doesn't cost anything to attend.
But you do have to RSVP.
You do have to RSVP, and you can call. I'm going to give the correct number.
Yeah, don't let
845-615-3700.
Martha will take care of you.
Yeah, Martha will take care of you. Or you can email WEAD, it's WEAAD 2018 at evercare.org. If you email or call, we'll get you registered. The conference is going to be a full day, and I'll just mention, I got to mention some of the keynote speakers and the sponsors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Bob Blancato, he's the National Coordinator for Elder Justice Coalition out of Washington, D.C. He actually has about 300 and some more, you know, coalition groups that he works with across the country. He's our keynote. And when we were talking before about making it real and bringing home Philip Marshall, we were looking for a family member of a victim. Mm-hmm. Philip Marshall, some of the people will recognize the name. He is the family member of a victim. He is the grandson of the late Brooke Astor, who is a philanthropist millionaire who donated a lot of charity money to charity for Astor Home, you know, Astor programs in New York City. His story is beyond Brooke. It's about 10 years ago, he had found his father was neglecting and financially abusing his grandmother, Brooke Astor. And also the attorney was involved, and he brought it forward and to the point where actually they were imprisoned. Yeah. And his story is that as a result, you know, he gave up a $9 million inheritance for putting his own family member in jail. And there's like the serious issue.
There's a little issue with the family dynamics that, you know, Thanksgiving also you have to talk about, because that really kind of breaks the family up. But he did the right thing.
He did the right thing. And that's his story. You know, he'll do it all over. Beyond Brooke, if you want to Google him. The other thing to note, Senator Serino's going to be there. Our county executive from Orange County and Dutchess County will both be there.
He's going to do the welcoming.
Carl Du Bois, the Orange County Sheriff, will be there as part of a panel. We have APS, Adult Protective Services, Tim Murphy and Pat Sheldon from both counties. Then we have
Dave Hoovler, our Orange County DA, is going to be there.
Yep.
Anne Marie is going to be there.
Alan Lawitz is actually the director of New York State Adult Services. He's going to be there to give a state perspective on what's happening.
Lisa Morris, I just interviewed her.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Yeah, she's a financial person for the Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm.
She's a part of our panel. And it goes on. It's going to be a full day of information, education, and some real practical tips on what people can do to not only help identify but prevent and to take action against elder abuse. And that's what this statement is here. The sponsors of the event, I have to mention, we cannot do without the sponsors. I'll tell you, we have 70-something sponsors, and I just had to beg Mount St. Mary's College, can you fit an extra table in for somebody?
Yeah.
Hard for you.
The response has been, and the people that are sponsoring, usually when people vendor a table at events, they're doing it for business and whatever. There's some people that are doing it there, but for the most part, people are, they're paying the money for sponsorship because they believe in the cause.
Yeah, it's the right thing.
So diamond level and platinum level sponsors, they're like $1,000 and $2,000 level sponsors that help support this event. I'm going to mention them here quickly. Braemar Living at Walk Hill, Premier Home Healthcare Services, Community Services, it's a home care company, Accent Care of New York, Protective Oversight Partners, Westchester Medical Center, ShopRite. And of course, you right here, sitting here with this radio, you're going to see me, you're seeing me four times. Yeah. I consider that a media sponsor,
and
right?
I think we're coming next week.
I know, we're coming next week. We have a band, John Wilbur and Friends, that's going to be donating some time as a sponsor. Wingate Healthcare, Marquee Home Care, The W Group, Preferred Home Care of New York, Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union, Independent Living, The Landing of Poughkeepsie, Hand in Hand, New York Healthcare, WillCare, and about 50 other sponsors at different levels.
Right.
And that's amazing. So the money to say, you know, what we're doing this year is really important to know. The net proceeds of this, what we're going to be doing, is using that money to work a collaboration between Office of the Aging, Evercare, Mount St. Mary's College, and Adult Services in both Orange and Dutchess County. And what we're going to be doing is developing what we're calling right now the Education on Elder Abuse through Evercare at the Center of Senior Education Advocacy with the Center of Aging and Policy at Mount St. Mary's College. We're going to be utilizing students, basically creating a movement, because one of the things that's still not happening in New York State is that there's no mandated reporting.
There's mandated for child protective, but not adult protective.
Not adult protective.
Well, I know that you guys are on the forefront of making sure that that happens, and we'll be talking more about that, I'm sure, for another, you know, when that happens, we're going to be taking care of that. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Anne-Marie Maglione from the Office for the Aging, Dana Pavlik from Evercare. Don't forget, Friday, June 15th, Mount St. Mary College, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. No more age loudly. Have a nice weekend, everyone. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ.